This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kaiser Permanente is taking another step into broader social policy. The healthcare giant announced yesterday it's going to make $3 million in grants to be spent in 15 communities across the country to fight chronic homelessness. As Raquel Maria Dillon reports now from KQED, the company has already been investing in housing policy in its hometown of Oakland, California.
This is my boudoir. This is my main room right here. The big old bed. I like to watch.
Amira Lipscomb is showing off her studio apartment. She moved in last August, and she loves it here.
You know, I actually have a stove, a refrigerator, a top, you know, range, sink.
Her rent is about $1,500 a month, and that's a pretty good deal in Oakland, where the average rent for a one-bedroom is $2,300 a month. So when the building was sold last November, she and her neighbors worried they'd be pushed out. But then nothing changed, because the new owner is a nonprofit affordable housing developer.
I am so happy that they bought this building. I don't know what I would have done. I was feeling that somebody was going to get it and they were going to raise the rent.
The East Bay Asian Local Development Corporation is the new owner. Its current strategy is, instead of building affordable units, buy them, but hold rent steady. The hope is this will keep people from getting displaced.
You just cannot build your way out of this crisis.
Cherise Fong is the nonprofit's chief operating officer. She says the challenge is finding the capital to buy in Oakland's overheated housing market.
When we try and do these sales, you're running against private investors with all cash, and they often will beat you out.
So how did Fong's organization come up with the cash to buy Lipscomb's building? It got a low-interest loan from Kaiser Permanente, the healthcare company with headquarters in downtown Oakland. Here's Kaiser's CEO, Bernard Tyson, announcing the deal at a City Hall press conference.
$5.2 million to acquire a 41-unit affordable housing complex.
That was about half the money needed to buy Amira Lipscomb's building. The HMO also promised to partner with local social service agencies to provide health care and housing for 500 homeless people in Oakland, though it didn't provide details on how exactly it's providing that care. So what does Kaiser get out of this? Sure, it's good PR, but Robert Fryant of the Corporation for Supportive Housing says healthcare companies are recognizing that for people to be healthy, they need homes.
Not only does the health of the patient improve, the outcomes are better, but we all benefit because the cost of healthcare goes down.
Kaiser is investing $200 million in low-interest loans for affordable housing nationwide. This may be part of a national trend of hospitals investing in housing to improve community health. In Phoenix, UnitedHealthcare loaned money to a community development corporation called Chicanos por la Causa to purchase apartment complexes for Medicaid recipients. And in Chicago, the University of Illinois Hospital helps find permanent housing for homeless people who show up in their emergency room a lot. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff used the announcement to call on other companies to pitch in.
If you have money sitting in your treasury that is not being fully utilized, this is a great way to use it. It will come back to you.
Yeah, thank you. For Amira Lipscomb, there's a clear connection between health and home. She's a cancer survivor, and when she got sick, she lost her job as a cook and found herself on the street. She's still not working, and her rent is subsidized.
I love my honeycomb hideout. I come into my apartment and I breathe a sigh of relief because I lived one more day and I have roof over my head one more day.
Oakland estimates that by 2024, to meet the growing demand for housing, it will need to build 17,000 additional housing units and protect 17,000 existing units from rent hikes and evictions. In Oakland, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon for Marketplace.